Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 12, we were talking about the fact that Michael the archangel will stand up for Israel in the time of trouble. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, these events flow here in our chapter 12 toward specific and fixed divine appointments. God is both omniscient, that is, all-knowing, and omnipotent, all-powerful. There are no conjectures, happenstances, or accidents in the plans of Almighty God. Each prophesied event of the Word of God will definitely happen. Now, notice, Michael stands for Israel. And in chapter 10, in verse 13, we're reminded of that. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now, this is when Daniel starts his prayer, and this angel sent from God, and on his way to Daniel, he is intercepted, so to speak, and he is having to do battle there with a high-ranking devil, one of Satan's top men. He's the prince of Persia. And he's having to do that battle, and he can't get to Daniel, though God heard him 21 days earlier. And so Michael, the archangel, is summoned to help. In Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, it says, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Yes, Michael stands for Israel, and he stands against the devil. And since the tribulation period is the time of Jacob's trouble, he'll be the archangel that leads the battle against Satan in the heavenlies. In Jude 9, it says here, yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Now, Michael's an archangel, and he will defeat Satan in the tribulation period. And yet, here we read in Jude that he did not bring any type of a railing accusation against Satan, against that old devil, but instead said, the Lord rebuke thee. You see, the way we have victory over the devil is in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever you get to the point where you think, man, I am spiritually strong, and there's a lot of things I can face, and you don't rely on prayer and the Word of God like you used to, you're going to have a great fall. Now, for those who are familiar with God's Word that are in our audience today, there is no mystery about Israel's uncanny ability to withstand enormous military aggression in our day. You see, this tiny nation has an archangel as its principal weapon of defense. I love my two sons, and of course they're adults now and have their own families. But as much as I love my sons, I would not want them to refuse if they were called into our armed forces to defend our country against any nation on earth, with the exception of Israel. God said of Israel, when he spoke to Abraham and his progeny to follow, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now, there are other verses beside this, Numbers chapter 24, verse 9, Genesis 27, 29, and on we could go, other verses that talk about this idea of God blessing those that bless Israel and cursing those that curse Israel. That's why I would be opposed to dividing Israel between north and south and giving away their land and allowing the Arabs to occupy it. And the reason I'm against that is because that would be cursing Israel, and it's opening them up for more attack. And so, therefore, I will not vote for leaders whose policies adversely affect Israel. So if I know a leader, for example, in the United States, there's the current roadmap for peace. I would not follow that. I wouldn't vote for somebody who's following that simply because it goes against the Word of God, not because I dislike a political party or a political person. It would be based solely on the Word of God. I cannot back anyone who goes against the Word of God. And our text then goes on to say here in verse 1, "And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time." Now, we know that this will be the fiercest of all the persecutions Israel has ever endured. The Bible speaks of this tribulation period in other passages as well. Let's just listen to a few of those passages. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 4 through 7. "And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Isn't it interesting that it likens the tribulation that Israel is going to go through, especially the second half, as a woman in travail, going through labor pains without any type of an epidural or any other type of a painkiller. And it likens a man being the one to have to go through that kind of pain. I know many of the ladies listening perhaps would like to see the men go through that to kind of understand what that's about. Well, that's the idea that's in this passage. Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations." In Matthew 24:21. "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." And then in Zechariah, verses 8 and 9 of chapter 13, we read this, "And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God." Well, in that period, two-thirds of these people in the city of Jerusalem are killed. They're put to death. And the third that escapes, it says, they're refined as in a fire. So even though they escape death, oh, they're going through some terrible tribulations, some terrible trials, things that you and I would never want to face. And so verse 1 calls it a time of trouble, referring to the great tribulation, the second half of the tribulation period. It is a set period. It follows the abomination of desolation, which is mentioned in Matthew chapter 24. Now, again, the abomination of desolation, that is when the Antichrist has an image of himself set up in the temple that will be built in Jerusalem. And 1260 days, or 3.5 years, or 42 months, follow this. Now, listen to what the scriptures say. This is Jesus speaking in Matthew 24. That's a great authority to have Jesus Christ saying this. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your plight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor shall ever be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. This is the most trouble ever since there was a nation of any kind on earth. Now, praise the Lord for the Jews who get saved now and are raptured before this time comes. Because we wouldn't want anyone, Jew or Gentile, to have to go through the tribulation. How much better it would be to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. The late Dr. Harry Ironside points out an illustration of Noah. He said, God ordained the flood, but he ordained that it would not take place until Noah and his family were safe in the ark. And so, too, not one seal of the book is to be taken by the Lamb, is to be broken. Not is a trumpet blown in the tribulation to be blown, nor a vial of wrath to be poured out, until the redeemed of this dispensation, with all the saints of the past, are safely gathered around the Lord in heaven. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.